Ever have one of those days you thought would never end, but it did, and things just got worse? Mine was a Friday, going into Saturday. It began with a company board meeting that was anything but boring, and ended with two of White Plains' finest looking down at me as I woke up on the sofa in my office with a headache that questioned my will to live. "Mr. Cole?" The shorter of them asked, reaching into the pocket of his beige raincoat, which was dripping on the carpet. "Martin Cole," the taller one echoed, reaching into his pocket as well. His uniform looked more official, a long, dark trench coat, also dripping. I squinted up at them, my head feeling like it was being squeezed in a vise. "That's me," I said. It came out sounding like sandpaper. "Who are you?" They each flashed the badge they'd fished out of their respective pockets. "I'm Detective Kazanjian," the shorter one said. "He's Detective Briscoe."
"You're kidding," I said to Briscoe. "You don't look like Jerry Orbach."
"I get that a lot," Briscoe said flatly.
"Sorry, I'm not more inventive,"
I said, dropping my aching head into my hands. "We get that a lot too," Kazanjian said, as they put away their badges in practiced unison.
"How do you get in?" I asked.
"Your car was spotted in the parking lot. Night watchman let us in," Kazanjian filled me in. I was beginning to assume he was the lead detective.
"My car?" I said.
With considerable effort, I climbed off the sofa and teetered to the window behind my desk. From there, I could just see the edge of the company parking lot and the executive parking spaces. There was my champagne-colored BMW, all right. And it wasn't even askew. But there was no way I could have successfully driven in from the city to my office in White Plains without having an accident. And if I had miraculously succeeded in that Herculean effort, there was no way I could have parked the car that straight. I made my way back to the sofa, needing time to sort this out.
"You here to arrest me?"
I asked, slumping into the leather cushion. "Should we be?" Kazanjian asked stonily. "For what?"
"DWI, what else?" I suggested, wishing they'd leave so I could find some Alka-Seltzer.
"They call it DUI now," Kazanjian remarked. "Driving under the influence. Too late for that anyway."
"What do you mean, too late?"
I asked.
Briscoe chimed in. "I have to catch you in the act."
"Lucky me," I said. "Then why are you here?"
Damn it, where was that Alka-Seltzer I so desperately needed? It was either that or get a new head. "I'm afraid we have some difficult news for you, Mr. Cole," Kazanjian said. "It's about your wife."
They had my full attention now.
"Steph?" I said. "What about her?"
"She's dead, Mr. Cole," Briscoe responded unceremoniously. Suddenly, my hangover was gone.